In this bulletin, multiple evacuation orders in place as floodwaters return to northern New South Wales. Western Australia considers making coercive control a criminal offence, and Elise Perry will be forced to sit out another major tournament with a back injury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Another man has died in floodwaters in southern Queensland. His body was found by police in a swollen creek near Toowoomba. The man, believed to be aged in his 40s, was swept away after getting out of his car when it became stuck in a torrent in the early hours of Monday morning. His death comes after a man and his five dogs were killed after their ute was washed away at Kingsthorpe, northwest of Toowoomba, on Monday. The band of heavy rain has now shifted from southeast Queensland, but a number of flood warnings remain in place. In New South Wales, seven evacuation orders have been put in place in the north of the state as wild weather returns to the region. The State Emergency Service says it's expecting moderate to major flooding in Lismore, especially in those areas that were inundated just a month ago. And the Bureau of Meteorology has predicted the Northern Rivers region, Coffs Harbour and the Hawkesbury in Greater Sydney will be hardest hit. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook says flooding is an unfortunate reality of the current situation, but that the government is ready to help them.
I want to reassure you that we stand firm with the people of the Northern Region area. We will get through this time. Our recovery efforts are continuing. They may be paused for the next 48 hours or so while we get through this latest weather situation, but they will continue and we will keep moving forward.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is expected to focus on easing cost of living pressures and the government's economic credentials when he hands down his budget tonight. With the federal election yet to be called, the Treasurer has been highlighting the government's economic record compared with Labor's. He's already begun to pitch the budget as a long-term plan for the economy, with the message that the Coalition has brought Australia through the pain of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight's budget will demonstrate that growth is higher, unemployment is lower, and wages are strengthening. We will be banking the dividend of a stronger economy with a material improvement to the budget bottom line. Deficits will be lower, and debt as a share of the economy will peak earlier and lower than was previously forecast.
Western Australia is considering making coercive control a criminal offence. It's called for submissions from survivors of domestic violence, family violence specialists and the legal community on whether a legislative approach to coercive control would work. Family Minister Simone McGuirk says coercive control can involve a pattern of threatening behaviour, manipulation and financial control and lead to further violence, including homicide. She says that the government wants to make sure any measures they put in place achieve the best outcomes for survivors. The New South Wales government has committed to criminalising coercive control legislation this year, while economic and emotional abuse or intimidation is already a criminal offence in Tasmania. If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual harassment, family or domestic violence, you can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1800 737 732 or visit 1800respect.org.au. Amnesty International has criticised wealthy countries and large corporations for largely failing developing nations during the pandemic. It says by the end of last year, only 8% of Africa's population of 1.3 billion had been vaccinated, far short of the World Health Organization's 40% vaccination target. Secretary General of Amnesty International, Agnes Callamard, says the report highlights how the pandemic has fueled greed and racial injustice.
Enough vaccines have been produced for everyone on Earth, but by the end of 2021, less than 4% of those living in low-income countries had been fully vaccinated. And what to make of the profit that those guys did? What to make of it? $51 billion for the two big pharmaceutical companies? $51 billion. by the end of 2022.
In sport, star all-rounder Elise Perry will watch Australia's World Cup semi-final against West Indies from the sidelines after failing to overcome a back complaint. Perry suffered back spasms in Tuesday's group stage win over South Africa and faced a fitness test on Monday after a week of rest. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a shower and a possible storm, 28 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 25. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 22. Hobart, a possible late shower, 23. Canberra, possible shower, 24. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, showers and 22. Newcastle, also showers, 23 degrees. Brisbane, rain tending to showers and 25. Cairns, mostly sunny and 32. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.